Pistis Sophia, a fifth book, chapter 136, The Disciples Gather on Jesus. It came to pass then, when Jesus our Lord had been crucified, and had risen from the dead on the third day, that his disciples gathered round him, adored him, and said, Our Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have abandoned father and mother, and the whole world, and have followed thee. The Invocation of Jesus. At that time Jesus stood with his disciples on the water of the ocean, and made invocation with his prayer, saying, Hear me, my Father, Father of all fatherhood, boundless light. The grouping of the disciples. And while Jesus said this, Thomas, Andrew, James, and Simon the Canaanite were in the west with their faces turned towards the east. Philip and Bartholomew were in the south turned towards the north. And the rest of the disciples and the women disciples stood back of Jesus. But Jesus stood at the altar. And Jesus made invocation, turning himself towards the four corners of the world with the disciples, who were all clad in linen garments, and saying, Io, Io, Io. This is its interpretation. Iota, because the universe had gone forth. Alpha, because it will turn itself back again. Omega, because the completion of all the completeness will take place. And when Jesus had said this, he said, Iaphtha, Iaphtha, Monur, Monur, Ermanur, Umanur, that is, O Father of all fatherhood of the boundless spaces, hear me for the sake of my disciples, whom I have led before thee, that they may have faith in all the words of thy truth, and grant all for that which I shall invoke thee. For I know the name of the Father of the treasury of the light. Again did Jesus, that is, Aburamento, make invocation, speaking the name of the Father of the treasury of the light, and said, Let all the mysteries of the rulers, and all the authorities, and the angels, and the archangels, and all powers, and all things of the invisible God, Agramacharya, and Barbello draw near the leech on the one side and withdraw to the light. And in that hour all the heavens went to the west, and all the aeons and the sphere and their rulers and all their powers flew together to the west, to the left of the disk of the sun and the disk of the moon. And the disk of the sun was a great dragon, whose tail was in his mouth, and who reached to 7 powers of the left, and of whom 4 powers in the form of a white horse drew. And the base of the moon had the type of a ship, which a male and a female dragon steered, and 2 white bulls drew. The figure of a babe was on the stern of the moon, who guided the dragons, who robbed the light from the rulers. And on its prow was a cat's face. And the whole world and the mountains and the seas fled together to the west, to the left. And Jesus and his disciples remained in the midst, in the airy region, on the ways of the way of the midst, which lieth below the sphere. And they came to the first order of the way of the midst. And Jesus stood in the air of its region with his disciples. The disciples of Jesus said unto him, What is this region in which we are? Jesus said, These are the regions of the way of the midst. For it came to pass, when the rulers of Adamas mutinied, and persistently practiced congress, procreating rulers, archangels, angels, servitors, and deacons, that you, the father of my father, came forth from the right and bound them to the fate sphere. For there are 12 aeons, over 6 Sabaoth, the Adamas ruleth, and his brother Yabaroth ruleth over the other 6. At that time then, Yabaroth, with his rulers, had faith in the mysteries of the light, and was active in the mysteries of the light, and abandoned the mystery of Congress. But Sabaoth, the Adamas, and his rulers have persisted in the practice of Congress. And when you, the father of my father, saw that Yabaroth had faith, he carried him and all the rulers who had faith with him, took him unto himself out of the sphere, and led him into a purified air in face of the light of the sun, between the regions of those of the midst and between the regions of the invisible God. He posted him there with the rulers who had faith in him. But he carried Sabaoth, the Adamas, and his rulers who had not been active in the mysteries of the light, but had been persistently active in the mysteries of Congress and inbound them into the sphere. He bound 1,800 rulers in every eon, and set 360 over them. And he set 5 other great rulers as lords over the 360, and over all the bound rulers, who in the whole world of mankind are called with these names. The first is called Kronos, the second Ares, the third Hermes, the fourth Aphrodite, the fifth Zeus. Chapter 137 of the powers which you bound into the 5 regions. Jesus continued and said, "Hearken then, that I may tell you their mystery. It came to pass then, when you had thus bound them, that he drew forth a power out of the great invisible, and bound it to him who was called Kronos. And he drew another power out of Ipsanta Chanchan Chachchiak, who is one of the 3 triple-powered gods, and bound it to Ares. And he drew a power out of Chanchuch, who also is one of the 3 triple-powered gods, and bound it to Hermes. Again he drew a power out of Pistis, the Sophia, daughter of Barbello, and bound it to Aphrodite. And moreover, he perceived that they needed a helm to steer the world and the eons of the sphere, so that they might not wreck it, the world, in their wickedness. He went into the midst, drew forth the power out of the little Sabaoth, the good, him of the midst, and bound it to Zeus, because he is a good regent, so that he may steer them in his goodness. And he set thus established the circling of this order, that he should spend 13 months in every eon, confirming it, so that he may set free all the rulers over whom he cometh, from the evil of their wickedness. And he gave him 2 eons, which are in the face of those of Hermes, for his dwelling. I have told you for the first time the names of these 5 great rulers, with which the men of the world are wont to call them. Hearken now, then, that I may tell you also their incorruptible names, which are Oromouth, correspondeth to Kronos. Mount Chanapor correspondeth to Ares. Tarpenethpa correspondeth to Hermes. Chosi correspondeth to Aphrodite. Chonbal correspondeth to Zeus. These are their incorruptible names. Chapter 138. And when the disciples had heard this, they fell down, adored Jesus, and said, "Blessed are we beyond all men, because thou hast revealed unto us these great wonders." They continued, besought him, and said, "We beseech thee, reveal unto us, what are then these ways?" And Mary drew nigh unto him, fell down, adored his feet, and kissed his hand, and said, "Yea, my Lord, reveal unto us, what is the use of the ways of the midst? For we have heard from thee that they are set over great chastisements. How then, my Lord, will we remove our souls from them? Or in what way do they seize the souls? Or how long a time do they spend in their chastisements? Have mercy upon us, our Lord, our Savior, in order that the receivers of the judgment of the ways of the midst may not carry off our souls and judge us in their evil judgment, so that we ourselves may inherit the light of thy Father, and not be wretched and destitute of thee." When then Mary said this weeping, Jesus answered in great compassion and said unto them, "Truly, my brethren and beloved, who have abandoned father and mother for my name's sake, unto you will I give all mysteries and all gnosis. I will give you the mystery of the 12 eons of the rulers, and their seals, and their ciphers, and the manner of invocation for reaching their regions. I will give you, moreover, the mystery of the 13th eon, and the manner of invocation for reaching their regions. And I will give you their ciphers and their seals. And I will give you the mystery of the baptism of those of the midst, and the manner of invocation for reaching their regions, and I will announce unto you their ciphers and their seals. And I will give you the baptism of those of the right, our region, and its ciphers and its seals, and the manner of invocation for reaching thither. And I will give you the great mystery of the treasury of the light, and the manner of invocation for reaching thither. I will give you all the mysteries and all the gnosis, in order that you may be called children of the fullness, perfected in all the gnosis and all the mysteries. Blessed are ye beyond all men on earth, for the children of the light are come in your time. Chapter 139. Jesus continued in the discourse and said, It came to pass thereafter that the Father of my Father, that is you, came and took over 360 rulers from the rulers of Adamas, who had had not faith in the mystery of the light, and bound them into these aerial regions, in which we are now below the sphere. He established another 5 great rulers over them, that is, these who are on the way of the midst. The first ruler of the way of the midst is called Periplex, a ruler with a woman's shape, whose hair reacheth down to her feet, under whose authority stand 25 archdemons, which rule over the multitude of other demons. And it is those demons which enter into a man and seduce them, raging and cursing and slandering. And it is they which carry off hence and enravishment the souls and dispatch them through their dark smoke and their evil chastisement. Mary said, I shall behave badly to question thee. Be not wroth with me if I question all things. Jesus said, Question what thou wilt. Mary said, My Lord, reveal unto us in what manner they carry off hence the souls in ravishment, that also my brethren may understand it. Jesus, that is, Abramentho, said, Since indeed the Father of my Father, that is you, is the foreminder of all the rulers, gods and powers who have arisen out of the matter of the light of the treasury. The Zorokothora, Melchizedek, is the envoy to all the lights which are purified in the rulers, leading them into the treasury of the light. These two alone are the great lights, and their ordinance is that they down go to the rulers and purify them. And that Zorokothora, Melchizedek, carrieth away the purification of the lights which they have purified in the rulers, and leadeth them into the treasury of the light, when the cipher and the time of their ordinance cometh. That they go down to the rulers and oppress and constrain them, carrying away the purification from the rulers. But straightway, when they shall cease from the oppressing and constraining, and return to the regions of the treasury of the light, it cometh to pass that, if they reach the regions of the midst, Zorokothora, Melchizedek, carrieth off the lights and leadeth them unto the gate of those of the midst, and leadeth them into the treasury of the light, and that you withdraweth himself into the regions of those of the right. Up to the time of the cipher for them to come forth again, the rulers mutiny through the wrath of their wickedness, going straightway up to the lights, because they, you and Melchizedek, are not with them at that time, and they carry off the souls which they may be able to snatch away in ravishment, and destroy them through their dark smoke and their evil fires. At that time, then, this authority, with name Periplex, along with the demons which stand under her, carrieth off the souls of the violently passionate, of cursers and of slanders, and dispatch them through the dark smoke and destroyeth them through her evil fire, so that they begin to be undone and dissolved. 133 years and 9 months do they spend in the chastisements of her regions, while she torment them in the fire of her wickedness. It come to pass then, after all these times, when the sphere turneth itself, and the little Sabaoth, Zeus, cometh to the first of the aeons of the sphere, which is called in the world the Ram of Bospatis, that is of Aphrodite, and when she, Bospatis, cometh to the 7th house of the sphere, that is to the balance, then the veils which are between those of the right and those of the left draw themselves aside, and there looketh from the height out of those of the right the great Sabaoth the good, and the whole world and the total sphere become alarmed before he hath looked forth. And he looketh down on the regions of Periplex, so that her regions may be dissolved and perish. And all the souls which are in her chastisement are carried and cast back up into the sphere anew, because they are ruined in the chastisement of Periplex. Chapter 140. He continued in the discourse and said, "The second order is called Arioth, the Ethiopian, a female ruler who is entirely black, under whom stand 14 other archdemons, which rule over a multitude of other demons. And it is these demons which stand under Arioth the Ethiopian, that enter into strife seekers until they stir up wars and murders arise, and they harden their heart, and seduce it to wrath in order that murder may arise. And the souls which its authority will carry off in ravishment pass 113 years in a region, while she torment them through her dark smoke and her wicked fire, so that they come nigh unto destruction. And thereafter, when the sphere turneth itself, and the little Sabaoth the good, who is called in the world Zeus, cometh, and he cometh to the fourth aeon of the sphere, that is the crab, the Bobastis, who is called in the world Aphrodite, cometh into the tenth aeon of the sphere, which is called the goat. At that time the veils which are between those of the left and those of the right draw themselves aside, and you looketh forth to the right. The whole world becometh alarmed, and is agitated together with all the aeons of the sphere. And he looketh on the dwellings of Arioth the Ethiopian, so that her regions are dissolved and ruined, and all the souls which are in her chastisement are carried off and cast back into the sphere anew, because they are ruined through her dark smoke and her wicked fire." He continued further in his discourse and said, "The third order is called triple-faced Hekate, and there are under her authority 27 archdemons, and it is they which enter into men and seduce them to perjuries and lies, and to covet that which does not belong to them. The souls, then, which Hekate bereath hence in ravishment, she handeth over to her demons which stand under her, in order that they may torment them through her dark smoke and her wicked fire, they being exceedingly afflicted through the demons. And they spend 105 years and 6 months, being chastised in her wicked chastisement, and they begin to be dissolved and destroyed. And thereafter, when the sphere turneth itself, and the little Sabaoth the good, he of the midst, who is called in the world Zeus, cometh, and he cometh to the eighth aeon of the sphere, which is called the Scorpion. And when Bospastis, whom they call Aphrodite, cometh, and she cometh to the second aeon of the sphere, which is called the Bull, then the veils which are between those of the right and those of the left draw themselves aside. And Zorokathora, Melchizedek, looketh out of the height, and the world and the mountains are agitated, and the aeons become alarmed. And he looketh on all the regions of Hekate, so that her regions are dissolved and destroyed, and all the souls which are in her chastisement are carried off and cast back anew into the sphere, because they are dissolved in the fire of her chastisement." He continued and said, "The fourth order is called Pahedron Typhon, who is a mighty ruler, under whose authority are 32 demons. And it is they which enter into men and seduce them to lusting, fornicating, adultery, and to the continual practice of intercourse. The souls, then, which this ruler will carry off in ravishment, pass 128 years in his region, while his demons torment them through his dark smoke and his wicked fire, so that they begin to be ruined and destroyed. It cometh to pass, then, when the sphere turneth itself, and the little Sabaoth, the good, he of the midst, who is called Zeus, cometh. And when he cometh to the ninth aeon of the sphere, which is called the Archer, and when Bobastis, who is called in the world Aphrodite, cometh, and she cometh to the third aeon of the sphere, which is called the Twins, then the veils which are between those of the left and those of the right draw themselves aside, and there looketh forth Zerazah, whom the rulers call with the name of the mighty ruler of their regions, Maskeli, and he looketh on the dwelling of Pahedron Typhon, so that his regions are dissolved and destroyed, and all the souls which are in his chastisement are carried and cast back anew into the sphere, because they are reduced through his dark smoke and his wicked fire." Again he continued in a discourse and said unto his disciples, The fifth order, whose ruler is called Yachtanbanus, is a mighty ruler under whom standeth a multitude of other demons. It is they which enter into man and bring it about that they have respect of persons, treating the just with injustice, and favor the cause of sinners, taking gifts for a just judgment and perverting it, forgetting the poor and needy. They, the demons, increasing the forgetfulness in their souls, and the care for that which bringeth no benefit, in order that they may not think of their life, so that when they come out of the body they are carried into ravishment. The souls, then, which this ruler will carry off in ravishment, are in his chastisements 150 years and 8 months. And he destroyeth them through his dark smoke and his wicked fire, while they are exceedingly afflicted through the flames of his fire. And when the sphere turneth itself, and the little Sabaoth the good, who is called in the world Zeus, cometh, and he cometh to the 11th aeon of the sphere, which is called the Waterman. And when Bospastus cometh to the 5th aeon of the sphere, which is called the Lion, then the veils which are between those of the left and those of the right draw themselves aside, and there looketh out of the height the great Io, the good, he of the midst, on the regions of Yachtanbanus, so that his regions are dissolved and destroyed. And all the souls which are in his chastisement are carried off, and cast back anew into the sphere, because they are ruined in his chastisement. These, then, are the doing of the ways of the midst concerning which ye have questioned me. Chapter 141. The disciples beseech Jesus to have mercy upon sinners. And when the disciples had heard this, they fell down, adored him, and said, Help us now, Lord, and have mercy upon us, in order that we may be preserved from those wicked chastisements which are prepared for the sinners. Woe unto them! Woe unto the children of men! For they grope as the blind in the darkness and see not. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, in this great blindness in which we are, and have mercy upon the whole race of men. For they have lain in wait for their souls as lions for their prey, making it ready as food for their rulers' chastisements, because of the forgetfulness and unknowing which is in them. Have mercy then upon us, O Lord, our Savior. Have mercy upon us, and save us in this great stupefaction. Jesus said unto his disciples, Be comforted, and be not afraid, for ye are blessed, because I will make you lords over all these, and put them in subjection unto your feet. Remember that I have already said unto you before I was crucified, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now therefore I say unto you, I will give them unto you. When Jesus said this, he chanted a song of praise in the great name. The regions of the ways of the midst hid themselves, and Jesus and his disciples remained in an air of exceedingly strong light. Jesus said unto his disciples, Draw near unto me. And they drew near unto him. He turned himself towards the four corners of the world, said the great name over their heads, blessed them, and breathed into their eyes. Jesus said unto them, Look up and see what ye may see. And they raised their eyes and saw a great, exceedingly mighty light, which no man in the world can describe. He said unto them anew, Look away out of the light and see what ye may see. They said, We see fire, water, wine, and blood. Jesus, that is, Abramentho, said unto his disciples, Amen, I say unto you, I have brought nothing into the world when I came, save this fire, this water, this wine, and this blood. I have brought the water and the fire out of the region of the light of lights of the treasury of the light, and I have brought the wine and the blood out of the region of Barbello. And after a little while my Father sent me the Holy Spirit in the type of a dove. And the fire, the water, and the wine are for the purification of all the sins of the world. The blood, on the other hand, was for a sign unto me, because of the human body which I received in the region of Barbello, the great power of the invisible God. The breath, on the other hand, advanced towards all souls and leadeth them unto the region of the light. For this cause have I said unto you, I am come to cast fire on the earth, that is, I am come to purify the sins of the whole world with fire. And for this cause have I said to the Samaritan woman, If thou knewest of the gift of God, and who it is who saith unto thee, Give me to drink, Thou wouldst ask, and he would give thee living water, and there would be in thee a spring which welleth up for everlasting life. And for this cause I took also a cup of wine, blessed it, and gave it unto you, and said, This is the blood of the covenant which will be poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And for this cause they have also thrust the spear into my side, and there came forth water and blood. And these are the mysteries of the light which forgive sins, that is to say, these are the namings and the names of the light. It came to pass then thereafter that Jesus gave command, Let all the powers of the left go to their regions. And Jesus with his disciples remained on the Mount of Galilee. The disciples continued and besought him, For how long then hast thou not let our sins which we have committed and our iniquities be forgiven, and made us worthy of the kingdom of thy Father? And Jesus said unto them, Amen, I say unto you, not only will I purify your sins, but I will make you worthy of the kingdom of my Father, and I will give you the mystery of the forgiveness of sins, in order that to him whom you shall forgive on earth, it will be forgiven in heaven, and he whom you shall bind on earth will be bound in heaven. I will give you the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, in order that ye yourself may perform them the mysteries for men. Chapter 142, The Mystic Offering. And Jesus said unto them, Bring me fire and vine branches. They brought them unto him. He laid out the offering, and set down two wine vessels, one on the right and the other on the left of the offering. He disposed the offering before them, and set a cup of water before the wine vessel on the right, and set a cup of wine before the wine vessel on the left, and laid loaves according to the number of the disciples in the middle between the cups, and set a cup of water between the loaves. Jesus stood before the offering, set the disciples behind him, all clad with linen garments, and in their hands the cipher of the name of the Father of the treasury of the light, and he made invocation thus saying, Hear me, O Father, Father of all fatherhood, boundless light. Hear me, O Father, Father of all fatherhood, I invoke you yourselves, ye forgivers of sins, ye purifiers of iniquity. Forgive the sins of the souls of these disciples who have followed me, and purify their iniquities, and make them worthy to be reckoned with the kingdom of my Father, the Father of the treasury of the light, for they have followed me and have kept my commandment. Now therefore, O Father, Father of all fatherhood, let the forgivers of sins come, whose names are these. Hear me, invoking you, forgive the sins of these souls, and blot out their iniquities. Let them be worthy to be reckoned with the kingdom of my Father, the Father of the treasury of the light. I know thy great powers, and invoke them. Forgive the sins of these souls. Blot out their iniquities, which they have knowingly and unknowingly committed, which they have committed in fornication and adultery unto this day. Forgive them then, and make them worthy to be reckoned with the kingdom of my Father, so that they are worthy to receive of this offering, Holy Father. If thou then, Father, hast heard me, and forgiven the sins of these souls, and blotted out their iniquities, and hast made them worthy to be reckoned with thy kingdom, mayest thou give me a sign in this offering. And the sign which Jesus had said besought happened. Jesus said unto his disciples, Rejoice and exult, for your sins are forgiven, and your iniquities blotted out, and ye are reckoned with the kingdom of my Father. And when he said this, the disciples rejoiced in great joy. Jesus said unto them, This is the manner and way, and this is the mystery which ye are to perform for the men who have faith in you, in whom is no deceit, and who hearken unto you in all good words. And their sins and their iniquities will be blotted out to the day on which ye have performed for them this mystery. But hide this mystery, and give it not unto all men, but unto him who shall do all the things which I have said unto you in my commandment. This then is the mystery and truth of the baptism, for those whose sins are forgiven, and whose iniquities are blotted out. This is the baptism of the first offering, which showeth the way to the region of truth and to the region of the light. Chapter 143 Of Three Other Mystic Rites. Thereafter his disciples said unto him, Rabbi, reveal unto us the mystery of the light of thy Father, since we heard thee say, There is still a fire baptism, and there is still a baptism of the Holy Spirit of the light, and there is a spiritual chrism. These lead the souls into the treasury of the light. Tell us, therefore, their mystery, so that we ourselves may inherit the kingdom of thy Father. Jesus said unto them, There is no mystery of which is more excellent than those mysteries on which ye question, in that it will lead your souls into the light of the lights, into the regions of truth and goodness, into the region of the Holy of all Holies, into the region in which there is neither female nor male, nor are there forms in that region, but a perpetual, indescribable light. Nothing more excellent is there, therefore, than these mysteries on which ye question, save only the mystery of the seven voices, and their 49 powers and their ciphers. And there is no name which is more excellent than them all, the name in which are all names and all lights and all powers. Who then knoweth that name, if he cometh out of the body of matter, nor smoke, nor darkness, nor authority, nor ruler of the fate sphere, nor angel, nor archangel, nor power can hold down the soul which knoweth that name? But if it cometh out of the world and saith that name to the fire, it is quenched, and the darkness withdraw. And if it saith it to the demon, and to the receiver of the outer darkness, and their rulers, and their authorities, and their powers, they will all sink down, and their flame will burn, and they will cry out, Holy, holy art thou, most holy of all holies. And if one saith that name to the receivers of the wicked chastisement, and their authorities, and all their powers, and also to Barbello, and the invisible God, and the three triple power gods, straightway if one will say this name in those regions, they will all fall one on another, will be undone and destroyed, and cry out, O light of all lights, which is in the boundless lights, remember us and purify us. And when Jesus had finished saying these words, all his disciples cried out, wept with loud sobbing, saying, End of Book 5.